Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Lurch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper bunts towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouhard hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Slayton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.